to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Republicans are at real risk, in my view now, of looking like they are defending the, keeping the current tax rates for the wealthy, the Bush tax rates for the wealthy, and they right now, the official Republican position is let the payroll tax cut go, tax rate go back up by 2 points. That is a 2 percentage point increase on every American, but it's a 2%, it's a marginal, Republicans care about marginal rates, it's a marginal increase on everyone making less than $100,000 a year. I really worry that Republicans are, that President Obama, we consider him as he's overreaching, it's too much, you know. At the end of the day, President Obama is selling a very simple message. I want to keep taxes low for middle class Americans, and Republicans look like, I'm worried, are in the position of looking as if they don't care about the middle class and just want to keep tax rates low for wealthy Americans.
Is that because Mr. Obama is a better salesman? He's the chief Democratic salesman, right? So is he better at selling than the Republicans? Are you, obviously, the answer to that question is, yeah, he's a better salesman. Look what happened at the election. And that's pretty much proof positive, he said, hopefully, that he's a better salesman. So whether you like what he's selling or not, you think he's... Remember, we used to call Bill Clinton Slick Willie, because everybody always thought he was selling something, and in fact, the public bought it, and the public bought Obama. So it's all about the message. Who was it that Marsha McLuhan said, the medium is the message? All kinds of things here floating around in my mind. What's in your mind today as we get started another week of the Talk Radio Countdown Show? It's Monday, the 3rd of December, and the fiscal cliff has occupied a lot of people's minds. There's nothing really new here from the weekend. A discussion of the fiscal cliff, and also Susan Rice. I think they'll probably take up most of our time here. Your calls about either or both of these items at 800-510-8255. Help yourself. You can get in the queue. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. We are certainly able to get a lot of, we get the fix pretty much on Monday mornings based on what's happened. The Sunday morning talk programs, the interview shows, the news, supposedly the news shows on the various networks. For example, from NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner about compromises that both sides have to make in order to avoid what otherwise will happen the first of next year.
What is the pain that Democrats are going to have to be willing to live with to get the kind of deal that you're driving with Republicans on taxes when it comes to both spending cuts, particularly spending cuts to programs like Medicare?
Well, I think that it's true that both sides are going to have to do things that are difficult for them, uncomfortable for them. And the American people have already been asked to adapt to $1 trillion of spending cuts on defense and non-defense that cover comprehensively things that touch the lives of many, many Americans.
But you're not proposing like the sequester remaining in place on defense spending. You want to dial that back?
Exactly. We're talking about the cuts enacted last year.
Right.
Now, we want to replace the cuts in the sequester with a much more carefully designed set of spending savings. And the cuts
on defense. Because there's a lot of liberals who say there still should be some significant cuts to defense.
It's true that people say that. But, and again, we're going to look to the Pentagon for what makes the most sense for the national security needs of the country. But again, what we proposed on top of those $1 trillion in savings last year is $600 billion in detailed reforms to our health care programs and other government programs that over 10 years yield very substantial savings. Now, again, David, Republicans have said that they don't like those reforms or they'd like to do more. And if that's true, then they should tell us what they'd like as an alternative or as a complement to that. If they want to build on those, they should tell us how. But we can't react to anything until we see the details of a proposal. And we need it on the rates and revenue side as well as on the spending side. We've given them our best view of what makes sense for the country. We think our proposal will have enormous public support.
But, Mr. Secretary, is it fair to go to Republicans, many of whom were reelected just like the president was reelected, in their own districts and say, look, we're going to get specific when it comes to the tax increases that we want, but we're going to be pretty vague when it comes to the stuff that's hard for our side, which is Medicare.
David, that's a misperception. Again, we propose $600 billion in detailed spending savings. They're in public. People can take a careful look at them. What we haven't seen from the Republicans is a plan to raise rates and revenues. They've said they're prepared to raise revenues. We haven't said how or how much or who should pay, and they haven't proposed what they think they need on the spending side. Again, what we can't do is try to figure out what they need. They have to tell us. And then we have to take a look at it and see if we think it makes sense for the American people.
800-510-8255. What makes sense to you as an American people, as it were? You know what I mean? The people who are involved in this, there's a cutoff. There's an age thing on this. Have you noticed that? People who are in their 30s, sort of on the cusp of it, older than that, they're onto it, and some are really concerned. And if you're under that age, you don't seem to be worried about it at all. There's nothing about this that seems to get under the skin of a lot of people who are under the age of 30. Why is that? 800-510-8255. Here's our radio host, Esme Murphy, who over the weekend talked to political tax reporter Lauren French, asking if she thinks Congress will be able to compromise. Her reporting doesn't indicate there's a deal here.
I think there are a lot of people who say, you know, Congress has got to get some kind of deal reached because they're not going to allow everybody's taxes in the entire country virtually to go up. From where you sit, you know, covering this, covering the nuances, do you think some kind of deal is going to be reached that will avoid a tax, some kind of a tax hike for most Americans?
You know what? Staffers, lawmakers, and aides have privately told Politico that they do still expect a deal to be made. So while there's a lot of huffing and puffing, while there's a lot of posturing publicly, I think what's kind of developing behind the scenes and privately is everyone knows that a compromise needs to be made, and it's most likely going to involve the Republicans accepting a tax rate increase on the wealthiest 2% of Americans, and the Democrats accepting some sort of budget cuts on entitlement, Medicare, Social Security. But I think right now what you're seeing is everyone kind of publicly fighting to show that they're working for their side, but you're going to see a deal in the end.
All right. Now, in terms of the top 2%, what, relatively speaking, I mean, approximately what income bracket is that?
It depends on a lot of different things, but what you're probably going to see is a tax rate increase for those individuals making more than $250,000 a year. But there also has been talk of pushing that up so it could either be $500,000 or $1 million, which could be one of the ways that Democrats compromise on this tax increase for the wealthy, is that it's not just at that $250,000 mark, it's actually at a higher mark.
800-510-8255. The president's fiscal cliff negotiator is the Treasury Secretary, and he says that the Republicans will have to accept some changes, and he admits the Democrats are going to have to accept some changes. What changes do you think are acceptable? 800-510-8255. What are you prepared to live with? Obviously, everybody's taxes are not going, well, maybe they ought to. Maybe a lot of people think we should just go for it. What do you think? This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for Monday.
All righty. Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix Radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice. This is little.
Where's the budget going?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All new Love It or List It. Tonight at 9, 8 central. Only on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
800-510-8255. By the way, you can download the app. There's an app for this. You go to DougStephan.com and hit the listen button, and you can find out there are three or four, actually, four or five different ways of downloading this program in the here and now, and in terms of whether or not you want to listen later on in the day, catch up on things. That's very possible as well. Back now to our discussion of the fiscal cliff. Mr. Geithner appearing on a couple of these programs from Fox. Chris Wallace talked to House Speaker John Boehner about the deals proposed by the president.
How would you characterize the deal that Treasury Secretary Geithner offered you on behalf of the president this week?
A non-serious proposal. The president is asking for $1.6 trillion worth of new revenue over 10 years, twice as much as he's been asking for in public. He has stimulus spending in here that exceeded the amount of new cuts that he was willing to consider. It was not a serious offer.
Wait, you're saying that there is more spending than spending cuts?
That is correct. They outlined they'd be willing to talk about $400 billion worth of cuts over 10 years. But at the end of the year, they wanted to extend unemployment benefits. They wanted a new stimulus program for infrastructure. They wanted to extend some other tax breaks. And all of this new stimulus spending would literally be more than the spending cuts that he was willing to put on the table. Now, understand, Chris, the day after the election, I saw the results. I went to the cameras and made it clear. The Republicans were willing to put revenue on the table if there were serious spending cuts and reforms put in place. We've talked about it. The president and the White House have had 3 weeks, and this is the best we've got.
Take us behind the scenes. Take us inside the room. What was the mood music when Tim Geithner sits there, like we are here, and presented this to you? What'd you say?
I was just flabbergasted. I looked at him and said, you can't be serious. I've just never seen anything like it. You know, we've got 7 weeks between Election Day and the end of the year. And three of those weeks have been wasted with this nonsense.
Okay, so if they're wasted, where are we now? And quite frankly, what are the chances we're going to end up going over the cliff?
Well, right now, I would say we're nowhere. Period. We're nowhere. We've put a serious offer on the table by putting revenues up there to try to get this question resolved. But the White House has responded with virtually nothing. They've actually asked for more revenue than they've been asking for the whole entire time.
So what are the chances we're going to go over the cliff?
Listen, going over the cliff will hurt our economy, will hurt job creation in our country. It's not fair to the American people. And this isn't an issue about Democrats or Republicans. My goodness, this is about our country. We get serious about dealing with the problems at the end of the year, and we need to get serious about our deficit and our debt that are burying our children's future.
Hope
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 connects with us. I'm Doug Steffen. We're discussing the weekend events as they apply to the fiscal cliff discussion on the Sunday morning news programs on television and your favorite radio programs. Here's radio man John McDonald with David Curley of ABC. They talk about recent comments made by Howard Dean, who says, we ought to go over the cliff.
Now, everybody's having fun in Washington.
Is that what you call it, fun?
Betting whether they're going over the fiscal cliff. And then you have Howard Dean. Howard Dean was on, Joe Scarborough, saying, let's go. It might be the best thing that could happen.
Yeah, the Democrats feel like they do have the advantage in going over the cliff because all those tax rates go back to the levels that they were at in the Clinton administration before the George Bush administration. And then you can say, okay, well, we're going to cut classes, taxes for the middle class, but leave the rates where they are for the rich. So you accomplish what you want to do by going over the cliff and then fixing it on the other side. That's why Democrats are saying, let's go. But most Democrats are thinking what it does to the markets concerns them, because wrapped up in all this is a debt ceiling increase and a few other things. And it's just more of, come on, can you do your business or not? They created this so they would have to make a decision, and then it looks like we may fall over the cliff anyway.
And the president goes to Pennsylvania to a toy factory. I mean, it's a very Christmassy shot, but what, shouldn't he be down in his office negotiating?
Well, here's the thing. As the president was in Pennsylvania, John Boehner came out and said, we are at a stalemate. We're going nowhere. We're stuck. And in essence, the president is going around Congress again and trying to go to the American people and saying, listen, tell these guys to do their job, and here's the plan. I'm ready to keep middle-class tax rates where they are. It's on there. It's there. I'm ready to sign it. I got a pen. So he's just kind of going around and trying to go to the public to put pressure on the Republicans to basically bend to his will.
But, I mean, the average American, maybe they get paying attention now, but I don't have the impression that the average American it understands exactly what this, you know, they're too busy getting ready for Christmas and the holidays, and they say, you know, we'll handle that later.
I think there's something to that. I think people have a general understanding that at least these tax rates are coming to an end. But it's also there's a payroll tax cut that's going to end. Unemployment extension of unemployment benefits are going to end. I mean, a lot of people will start to feel it, not immediately, not January 2nd, but over the next couple of months, and one would assume that Congress would do something before the real impact of these cuts and the tax rate increases really take effect.
800-510-8255. Let's see if William in Maryland can put us in the proper perspective as a caller focused on helping one another rather than expecting the government to step in and take care of everybody. That's why we have this fiscal cliff.
I can tell you as a African-American Republican who is the Homeowner Association president for his community of 339 homes and someone who works in security and someone who volunteers at least 40 hours a week on his community, there is an issue with us as Americans in picking up the slack. We put too much on the federal government to do. We as people need to stand more for each other and help each other. And I guarantee you, if we took the money out of the politics and we as the people stood together with one another and helped each other, as in the churches, as in our civil communities, as in just Americans, if we helped each other, we would see prices go down. We would see jobs come. We would see our kids educated better because we would have an invested understanding of it's about us being better, not about who's the weak link, not about who's poor and rich. It's about just making us better. That's it.
800-510-8255. We'll have more of your callers on the so-called fiscal cliff as we continue here on the countdown.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. 469-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back to the second half hour of this Monday morning, the 3rd of December's review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented radio, by monitoring hundreds of stations and hundreds of hosts, great programs. We come up with what basically is, in terms of national issues, what the hot hits are, and certainly the fiscal cliff discussion, Treasury Secretary Geithner appearing around on various programs over the weekend, echoing another White House message to Republicans, no Social Security talks as part of the fiscal cliff negotiations. You heard Mr. Boehner say that the offer that they brought in is a joke. They're only offering now $400 billion in cuts. What was this? $6 trillion was supposed to come out of the fiscal cliff reality. Taxes going up here and there. They're going to spend more than they're cutting. It's a joke. It always is a joke. These people, they're just so, it's back to, I said before, it's like Slick Willie time all over again. Bombastic Barack. Or, you know, how do we figure out how this is going to affect you as an American, the American people, the children? It's always all about the children. Do we go over the cliff? Compromising Congress, are the two words that don't go together. All right, so let's get to some of your calls on this pretty important and interesting 800-510-8255. I do promise we'll have some time for a discussion of the Benghazi investigation, because that was all over the place on the Sunday news programs, and Susan Rice and that reality. But first, let's get to Ray in Pennsylvania, who has some thoughts about you and whether or not you have a say in what the government does.
What you need to do, if you want to really enlighten people, is to get that Senator Colburn or expose the list that he has brought up about wasteful spending. Then you'd conduct your program accordingly, like there was money given out to some organization, some college, I don't know who it was given out to, but to study whether or not Jesus Christ was influenced by the Klingons or whatever. Why don't you get these individual spending features out there, conduct your program, a morning a talk show like this, and ask people, would you be willing to give more for that program? Take it out of your wallet, send it into that program, and see what kind of answer you get. If you think that the government's going to use it properly, like finding out whether or not Jesus was corrupted by the Klingons or whatever that program is. And there's many, many, many that Coburn brings up. Bring up two or three of these and ask people, would you be willing to send in money to support this program?
See, that's what I say to my daughter and her husband who think that this is a good idea. Let's raise taxes. People can pay more. Why in the name of all that is holy would you want to, as that gentleman just suggested, thank you, Ray, would you want to support that system that wastes billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars with more? They're going to support it. We're not going to have any cuts. We're going to continue to spend money on this stuff. Where's the leadership on both sides? How dare you ask me and my fellow Americans to pay more into this system? Ugh. It's disgusting. You disgust me, you people who just don't want to deal with that reality. Fred, in South Carolina, you have some suggestions for Congress?
You know, if you want to cut some taxes, how about we bring some of that foreign aid home and pay down some deficit? How about that? And, you know, we're talking about Obamacare here and all this stuff. Why can't we just put a cap on $100 aspirin at a hospital? Why can't we say instead of $100, we'll give you $10 for it? I think that's more than enough.
Guy doesn't sound like a genius, but maybe he is, right? How much money do we put in that wheelbarrow and bring it to various countries? The only thing good, if I may say, what I learned in my years of following some of my friends at the State Department, when money is given for a specific purpose to a country that requires work to be done, we attach to the money that we give them a requirement. The money has to be spent whatever it is you're going to build or do. You got to buy it or build it with American companies. So let's say you're building the Aswan Dam in Egypt. All right? The money came from us. Perini Corporation did the dam. So the money went over there. They built the dam better for everybody in the Middle East and better for our, but the taxpayer paid for it. But have we benefited from it? Yeah, I think you can argue a lot of different ways. I mean, we certainly have benefited from having the dam and the Suez Canal and stuff there. And also our companies that were involved in the building of the dam benefited. So if you think it through, that sort of stuff is okay. At least that's my way of looking at it. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Let's see if Tony has fondness in his heart for the Democrats or the Republicans.
My comment on the fiscal cliff is that, you know, this has been the unspoken agenda of the Democratic Party for a long time. They want the fiscal cliff. It does essentially what they wanted to do, which is raise taxes and impose a bunch of reductions in military spending. But we both know, we all know, that raising taxes on the rich will not raise enough money to substitute for a dollar raise on middle class. That's just the facts. We both know that no money, no tax of the super rich is going to ever recover enough money to even begin starting addressing the financial cliff. We both know that no reduction in foreign aid, which is less than 1% of the budget, can address the fiscal cliff. We have to begin talking exactly the opposite of the way that the federal government has worked so far, simply by starting with a budget on what we expect income tax to be, instead of starting with what we'd like to spend.
800-510-8255. Man, I'll tell you, a lot of you are coming forth with lots of common sense here. Roger wants to hear about cutting dairy subsidies. Yep, Roger, that's a good idea. The big dairy people ought to have no government involved whatsoever. Let the marketplace pay what the marketplace will for dairy products, right?
Good. I mean, we've been waiting for years on that.
Yeah. Are you a dairy farmer?
No, I'm not a dairy farmer.
You just buy milk. Yeah. If the dairies were able to charge what was a fair price for producing milk that then gets bought by four or five big cooperatives, and then the conveyance to the big fluid milk distributors, mostly controlled by a company out of Dallas called Sweezy. The family's name is Sweezy. It's called Dean Foods. They control 74-75% of the fluid milk supply in our country, and they are able to push the farmers around and pay a price that doesn't represent what it costs the farmers to milk, and the government gets in the way of it, and then they don't, you know, they subsidize all the big business, big agribusinesses, and don't subsidize the small guy. Get rid of all of it, all of it, and let the prices in the marketplace lay the foundation for a healthy new farm environment. All right, let's see here. Here's Louie calling in from Texas. Says Grover Norquist is right.
Grover Norquist, he does not get his power from, he's not some big guy with, you know, with all kind of physical powers over Congress. What he has is common sense. He knows that people do not want their taxes raised, and he has these folks sign that pledge so that they can say to their constituents who sent them to Congress that they're going to uphold exactly what their constituents want. And they do not want their taxes raised, you know, and that's basically it. He wields his power from the consent of the governed, because they're the ones who want their taxes low. They do not want to pay a bunch of taxes for wasteful government programs. They want the government to do what the government is supposed to do.
All right, Jeff, give us your 2 cents. We're in a few seconds here. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was reading Neil Bortz the other day. He pointed out that we have $109 trillion in obligations, $94 trillion in projected revenue. So that leaves $14 trillion that's going to go into debt somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's back to the 16. We're somewhere between $14 and $16 trillion in the hole right now. All right, so good stimulating conversation. Thank you for your calls. Next up on the countdown, the consideration of Ambassador Rice and Benghazi here on the Talk Radio Review.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
This is little.
Where's the budget going?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All-new Love It or List It tonight at 9, 8 central, only on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I'm talking to every author that is out there. And by the way, you are an author. I can prove it to you. I can prove to you that people have told you that you wrote a book, and that the book that you wrote, you use a lot. Now, what am I talking about? Very, 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 very simple. How many times has somebody said to you, you know what? You've used every excuse in the book. And they really say that you created those excuses because you're out of excuses because you've created this wonderful book of excuses to use anytime you need them. Now, you know, sometimes we actually write down excuses that we don't need right now that we're going to be using in the future. And that's the way we create our book of excuses. Well, let's stop it. Let's create a book of achievement. Let's create a book of success. Let's start to make those entries where people say to you, wow, there's another chapter in your life. And you're saying, yes, I just finished one. I'm going to do another in my book of life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Hurting up?
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death? Sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue?
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible.
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today and see terms of use.
800-510-8255. All right, let's get to discussion of what happened in Benghazi, starting with talk host Rosemary Tui talking to Tim Mack from Politico.com about Ambassador Rice's closed-door meeting with the Republicans.
Four key GOP senators left private meetings with her, blasting her explanation of the deadly attacks at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. One first thought is, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., or even more so, the post of U.S. Secretary of State, which she's being considered for, would certainly demand the utmost in diplomacy. What on earth did she say behind closed doors to ruffle further the feathers of the likes of Senators John McCain and Susan Collins? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's very surprising. Going into these meetings earlier this week, it seemed like Republican senators like John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Kelly Ayotte were backing away from their very harsh and personal criticisms of Susan Rice. They went in, they had a meeting, and you would think they would be able to emerge with a better relationship, or at least a more civil one. Instead, whatever it is that Susan Rice told them, it further inflamed their anger and frustration over the Benghazi incident. You know, Senator Susan Collins is no kind of red meat conservative. She's viewed as a very moderate kind of senator. And yet she emerged from this with more questions and more frustration over the incident than ever before.
You've written that Senators Lindsey Graham and Kelly Ayotte were so incensed they felt she was not being straight or candid with them about Benghazi. What do you know about that specifically?
Well, I think the matter is that they asked her questions that she was simply unable or unwilling to answer. And at this point in their investigation, with all the media spotlights put on her and what happened with the death of four Americans in the consulate in Benghazi, they just felt that that was unacceptable. And the second round with Susan Rice and Senator Collins the next day yielded no better outcome. It may be an issue of personality, but more likely it's an issue of a lack of answers from Republican senators who are really desperate to get to the bottom of what happened.
800-510-8255. Desperate. That's a word that's one of those really colorful words. They're desperate to find out what's going on. Here's John Scott talking to Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Thomas Ricks about the Benghazi investigation. And through the interview comes, you listen at the end because it gets finished when Ricks criticizes Fox for hyping the situation. Listen to this.
Pressure mounting on the Obama administration over its response to the deadly attack on our consulate in Benghazi. Several top GOP lawmakers are backing off their criticism of UN Ambassador Susan Rice, instead focusing on the White House. Two senators even expressing concerns about a possible White House cover-up. Let's talk about it with Tom Ricks. He is author of The Generals. He has spent decades covering our military. He joins us now. Senator John McCain has said in the past that he would block any attempt to nominate Susan Rice to become Secretary of State. She's currently the UN ambassador. He seems to be backing away from that. What do you make of it?
I think that Benghazi generally was hyped by this network especially, and that now that the campaign is over, I think he's backing off a little bit. They're not going to stop Susan Rice from being Secretary of State.
When you have four people dead, including the first UN ambassador, U.S. ambassador in more than 30 years, how do you call that hype?
How many security contractors died in Iraq, do you know?
I don't.
No, nobody does because nobody cared. We know that several hundred died, but there was never an official count done of security contractors dead in Iraq. So when I see this focus on what was essentially a small firefight, I think, number one, I've covered a lot of firefights. It's impossible to figure out what happens in them sometimes. And second, I think that the emphasis on Benghazi has been extremely political, partly because Fox was operating as a wing of the Republican Party.
All right. Tom Ricks, thanks very much for joining us today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. I'm Doug here every day with the overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio. Our discussion now is a focus on the investigation into what happened in Benghazi and all of the BS that's come from Susan Rice. Here's from Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer, talking to Senator Dianne Feinstein about Senator Lindsey Graham's comments regarding how we completely failed, the system failed in Benghazi.
You heard what Lindsey Graham says. He says this is getting to be more than what Susan Rice gave us an explanation. He said we're talking about a complete breakdown in the intelligence, in security, in everything concerning that Benghazi mission. What's your take on this?
I have reviewed all of the threat warnings by the intelligence community. There were multiple threat warnings, well over 200. I have read the priority warnings. I believe that the intelligence was good. Now, it couldn't say at a certain time or on a certain day. There had been prior attacks. It's well known, attack on the British ambassador, attack on the Red Cross. They both pulled out for a period of time. The fish bomb thrown over the fence, which is not much, but it's an indication. This is an interesting facility because it isn't a consulate, as Senator Graham said. Mm-hmm. It's a mission. And the number of State Department people there were very few, just one, two, or three at the most. And there were no records or visas that I know of. It really, as I look at it now, is a place where the ambassador could come and meet with people in that area of the country. And in fact, that's what he was doing.
Why was the anniversary of 9/11? If anyone should have known of the security situation there, surely it was the ambassador.
Well, I suspect that was his judgment call. He had a meeting, I believe, with a Turkish leader that evening who he had met with. He had some meetings in the community. This was an ambassador that not only spoke the language, he spoke the dialect. Mm-hmm. He was comfortable walking down the streets. However, if you look seriously at the intelligence, the country is spotted with training camps. Mm-hmm. The country is a magnet for all of these groups. And there is a kind of lawless history about the Benghazi area also. So this, I think, in my view, you can't blame the intelligence. I think you have to blame the decision makers who didn't really make the right decision.
What do you think of that explanation? 800-510-8255. I'm aghast at some of the things. Well, actually, she had a pretty interesting story. It's not black and white. Here from CNN State of the Union, Candy Crowley talks to Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire and Senator Mark Warner of Virginia about whether Ambassador Rice should be Secretary of State or even if she should be the UN ambassador.
Should the president nominate her, and we expect something to happen this week on that, are her chances over? Is she a non-starter for you?
I did meet with her this week. I remain very troubled, not only myself. For example, the ranking Republican, Susan Collins, of the Homeland Security Committee, raised some very important questions after a meeting with her. But here's where we are. If after the meeting with her, I think there was an impression left that she just went on and repeated some unclassified talking points on all the Sunday shows. But she had reviewed the daily intelligence briefings, including the classified talking materials that basically had the references that individuals with ties to Al-Qaeda were involved.
So you said she knew Al-Qaeda.
That information was she had reviewed before going on the Sunday shows. And when on the Sunday shows, went well beyond the talking points, saying, we have decimated Al-Qaeda. That was nowhere in the talking points. Said things like the attacks were a direct result of a heinous and offensive video. That was not in the talking points. Said that the security at our consulate was substantial, strong, significant. That's not in the talking points, and frankly, not supported by the record. I mean, what happened that day?
So has Susan Rice disqualified
Nothing
herself?
Nothing I have heard, in my mind, would disqualify her thus far. Now, what's amazing to me is what we should be focusing on are not so much what was said about which talking points, but how did the tragedy where four Americans were killed in Benghazi happen? We've got a State Department investigation headed up by Tom Pickering and former General Mullen. We've got on the Intelligence Committee, on which I serve, we're now in a series of hearings looking at that. How do we make sure, I'm sure Kelly and I would agree, that we've got appropriate protection for our State Department personnel? How do we make sure if they come under assault that we've got assets ability to come in and protect them? What I find remarkable is the president hasn't even nominated anyone yet. Why are we spending all this time? If he nominates Secretary Rice or Ambassador Rice, we ought to have this discussion. What we ought to be looking at is what happened in Benghazi. How do we make sure it never happens again?
All right, so there it is, another wrap on discussion on talk radio. On the talk radio,
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.